6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Hendrix and the Wind Cries Mary. Let's open the window. Ah, there's a birdie, but I was hoping for some gale force winds. That's what's been happening all day. Not as impressive as I thought it was going to be. Let's close the window again. While I tell you that, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Ah, more Hendrix, a double helping for the first show of the new year. Welcome everybody. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? There's always some quibbling, isn't there? Is it too late to say Happy New Year a week on? I suppose it depends who you're saying it to. If you're saying it to your boss, then it can be up to 2 weeks after, can't it? Let's draw a line under it here for our purposes, shall we? There is always a sense of relief when the festivities are over, Christmas and New Year, out of the way. I had a really good time. I saw all my friends. Drank too much. I ate too much. I smoked too much. And I probably shouldn't tell you this quite so early in the exercise, but I'm trying to quit smoking yet again. a cliche, and I'm not fond of a cliche, but there you go, I'm giving it a whirl. I had quite a lot of records bought for me this Christmas. When you get to a certain age, blokes get socks, shaving kits, aftershave, cigars if they smoke them. So I've asked everyone for vinyl from now on, and I'm slowly replacing all my CD collection on vinyl because I much prefer it. Incidentally, thanks to everyone who's been in touch with positive feedback on the vinyl only day that we had, New Year's Day, on Six Music here. It was wonderful, and my mum's comment was the one that sticks in my mind. She said the crackle on the vinyl was sprinkling fairy dust over every song. I thought that was a lovely thing. Maybe we should do it biannually rather than just annually, or maybe even monthly. Probably really upset my producers there, because it's a lot more work for them. Anyway, all the tunes I've chosen for you, or rather a good selection of the tunes I've chosen for you today, are stuff that I've either replaced this Christmas on vinyl, or that I'm planning to replace on vinyl. Not to say necessarily that I'm playing them off the record to you tonight, so a lot of them I have duplicated on triple formats. This is what happens, you see. You get older, you get more formats to your bow. Anybody still got DAT tape out there? I really feel sorry for them. That was a very expensive, short-lived thing, wasn't it? I thought mini-disc was cruel, but yeah, DAT tape, particularly nasty thing to spend your money on. Anyway, I'm rambling. Shall we get on with the show? Oh, by the way, later on in the show, we will, as always, be visited by the Beckopedia, who will be educating us on something we didn't know musically. Also, there'll be more criminal cover versions taken to task in It Was Moider. And yeah, this is PJ Harvey. From the album Is This Desire, this is The Garden. And any buzzing, budding, drum enthusiasts out there who think you can handle this pattern first time round, get your imaginary sticks ready. Ready? 2, 3.
And he was walking in the garden. Looking for his wings.
this desire. That is the sound of the garden fading out there. Full of romance. I absolutely loved that record. I couldn't believe it when it came out because I loved the record before it. I'm a huge fan of PJ Harvey's. And it seems like only yesterday, and it wasn't. It was bloody years ago. Anyway, talking of time, do you remember my tour manager Tom Piper's theory about time passing faster when you're older because it's a smaller percentage of the life that you have to live? So when you're two, 50% of your life is a year. When you're 50, etc. I can't do the maths. That's shit, isn't it? I could do the maths. I can't be bothered. Anyway, some people have been in touch. Lance has been in touch. He says his theory on why time flies as you get older is when we are babies and small children, everything is amazing. Look at that field. Amazing. Look at that door hinge. Amazing. And so on. These amazing experiences that surround us all the time come as one after the other. Because they are all new and amazing, they are very conscious and present and lived. This is his theory. So the more you live your life, the longer it will seem, says Lance. Okay, yeah, I like it. That's quite reveals you to be a bit of a hippie, Lance. Adam Bottomley's been in touch. He was intrigued by the adrenaline theory. So adrenaline? What's the matter with me today? The adrenaline theory, which was to do with how much adrenaline you're using at different ages in your life. He says, I recently passed my super comp drag racing test. You drive for approximately 8 seconds in a straight line and reach speeds around 180 miles an hour. It sounds simple, but you have to control the car and make sure you don't run out of road. Believe me, it's a very long 8 seconds. It's amazing what can go through your mind in that time. I don't think I ever had so much adrenaline coursing through my veins. Best from Adam in Westminster. Well, I like Adam's theory as well. Have you any thoughts on the passage of time? Why it seems faster? Why it seems slower, depending on your age? Depending on your adrenaline? Let's have your theories to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Colexico have got a collection of their stuff coming out. It's Cohol. Let me just have a little look here. Selections from the Road Atlas, 1998 to 2011. And yeah, this is Glowing Heart of the World. This is real typical Colexico. This is exactly why I love them. Thank you. Calexico, and from the collection they've just released, which is Selections from the Road Atlas 98 to 2011, that was Glowing Heart of the World. I went to see Calexico some years ago now in the Royal Festival Hall, and they had this Cuban punk band supporting them that came on and jammed with them at the end, and it was an amazing show. They really are a terrific band if you get to see them live. And yeah, talking of terrific bands, I thought I'd play you this because I listen to it an awful lot if I need to get buzzed up for something. Even if it's just that I'm going out to meet friends, or maybe it's I'm going to the pub, or quite often before the band go on stage I listen to this tune. It's Victoria by The Kinks, and I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times. But check it out as if for the first time. This is something we started doing 6 months ago on the programme, which I'm quite attached to. And there's another one towards the end of this hour that I want you to listen to in the same way. But pretend you've never heard this song before. Pretend it was released yesterday. I think you'd be interested in who had made it. The Kinks and Victoria. Sounds like they're having fun at the end there, doesn't it? That was The Kinks and Victoria. Amazing tune. So what went through your mind while you were listening to it? Do you have any memories attached to it? Or did you hear something in that song that you've never heard before when I asked you to listen to it as if for the first time? Have you got a better name for this feature? As if for the first time? Isn't that catchy? I think we called it First Impressions, did we? Or Second Impressions? But that's not very good either. Let's have your answers on a postcard. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That is, of course, a digital postcard.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Coe.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Ian Rush, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Says Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Coe, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Anne Brun, It All Starts With One is the album. This beautiful piece of music is called These Days.
There were nights and mornings when you clung to me, found your way into my bones, my joints, and into my veins. Like an animal, you coiled your darkness around me. You spelled your name in charcoal. But these days, I just walk with you. These days, I'll let you stay. A little further away, but I'll walk with you. These days, there were summer days and nights when I was blind to you. You were quiet and you were still, even when the moon was full. My temporary state of lightness would scare me. After all, I was sure you were more strong than these days, I just walk with you. These days, I'll let you stay. These days, I just talk with you. The roads you block and how you define me. These days, I just walk with you. These days, I let you stay. Just
wonderful, interesting new music. And you know, wonderful, interesting new music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1967 by John Lennon, was an acid-fueled trip for the Beatles. Full of bizarre imagery and backed by a mocking choir and strings, it was electrifying for their fans and a must-kill for the musical marauders. First, the sinister Spooky Tooth, backed by wailing banshees and grinding guitars, created what can only be described as a Hammond horror, as they attempted to cause death by psychedelia. Lost in the darkness, it barely managed to escape by following a tie-dye t-shirt up the cellar steps. Next, the terminally terrible John Otway, aided and abetted by an appallingly synthesized backing track, attempted to talk it to death, with a deeply unfunny performance stuck somewhere between Ed Miliband and Benny Hill. Ludicrous, but not lethal. Then, Oasis, knowing that if they tried it in a studio, they'd burst into flames, instead chose to make an attempt on its life in front of an audience of thousands. But despite Liam's torturous stretching of every vowel, accompanied by Noel's screeching guitar, it managed to crawl away as they launched themselves into Helter Skelter. But when self-styled Lord Sitar, aka Big Jim Sullivan, sharpened his nails, tightened his strings, and prepared to give this seminal song a thorough plucking, it was murder. Murder, most foul, Big Jim.
The rain.
The Beatles and I Am the Walrus. There'll be more Moida next week, and if you've got any suggestions of particularly brutal attacks on classic songs, do send them along. It's the same address, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Same address if you've got any Song for Guy recommendations as well, or just any comments, insults, jokes, the lot. This next song was a Song for Guy recommendation from Harry Wass. He says, "Good evening, Guy. You're a cracking way to finish stroke start my week every Sunday night. Always use this time to unwind and slow down. May I recommend Bill Callahan and My Friend from his ingeniously titled Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. Just an incredible voice that I regularly zone out to. Hope you enjoy it, and it's not something that you're well aware of. Regards, Harry in the depths of the Suffolk countryside." I am well aware of this tune, Harry, but I realised after reading your email that I've never played it on the radio. So here it is. Here's Bill Callahan and My Friend.
so I'll tell you now. Bill Callahan and My Friend. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, and I stress recommendation over request, so try and pick something that you think I've not heard before, then it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And when you send in your recommendation, let me know why you love it, where you first heard it, and when and where you listen to the show. Do you listen again? Give me that information. Give it to me. Okay, I'm going to play a tune from my childhood now. Very simply, I'm in love with the sound of the piano on this song. I mean, the melodies are great, and whatever you think of Supertramp, I know a lot of people find them cheesy. I do occasionally, if I'm completely honest. This song is just fantastic. As I say, distant ballroom piano. I picture an empty ballroom when I hear this piano, and it puts me in the right frame of mind for the song. Here's Supertramp from their album Crime of the Century. This is If Everyone Was Listening.
The actors and jesters are here. The stage is in darkness and clear. We're raising the curtain, and no one's quite certain whose play it is.
How long ago?
If only we had listened then. If we'd known just how right we were going to be. For we dreamed a lot, and we schemed a lot, and we tried to sing of love before the stage fell apart. Oh.
Finale is begun.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Supertramp, and if everyone was listening, from the album Crime of the Century. So I asked you earlier in the programme for your impressions of Victoria by the Kinks. This is a new feature, which we haven't quite got the title ready for. I say a new feature, we've been doing it about 6 months, but trying to get you to listen to songs that you almost definitely know because you've got great taste in music because you're a Six Music listener. So I want you to try and listen to these songs as if you've never heard them before. I asked you to listen to Victoria by the Kinks, and I want you to email me with those impressions. But this one is absolutely stunning and so cool. Consider who's in the band, but not till after the song's finished. Have a listen to this like you've never heard it before. Try and imagine that this is a brand new release and that I'm Breakfast DJ. Imagine I'm Sean Keaveney right now. Have a listen to this, it's absolutely marvellous. Oh, it's fantastic, I can't wait. I'm going to probably go off the microphone a bit like that and then come back to it every now and again with absolutely no reason. And I'll probably see how long I can leave radio silences for. Because that's the way to get everyone's attention. Sorry, Sean. I shouldn't really take him on. Have a listen to this like you've never heard it before. Them and Baby Please Don't Go. What were your impressions there? Did you get anything new off that tune? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Let me know what you think.
Six.
This is serious.
Sean Keaveney.
A quarter mile sized asteroid will tonight make the closest scrape with Earth that astronomers have predicted in advance. The rock YU55 will come within 201,700 miles. It'll sneak in between us and the moon like that, and will be most visible with medium telescopes. I've got one. At 11:28 PM, I won't be up. Expert Dr. Emily Baldwin says, it's nothing to worry about. Oh, hang on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You might as well just say, nothing to see here.
Don't panic.
What flaming rock the size of Luxembourg? Oh, that flaming rock the size of Luxembourg.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
We're panicking. Get under a table. Actually, that's not going to do you any good.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
I'm regretting slightly trying to do an impression of Sean Keaveney before that song. I don't want him to take me on. Anyway, while I sit here and feel nervous about that, let's have a listen to some Horace Silver. This is called Song for My Father, and when you listen to the lilting, happy, cool vibe of this tune, you can only think that Horace Silver admired his dad very, very much indeed.
Thank you.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Barry BC, that's who.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, look, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on lay back. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
JJ Cale and After Midnight. If you don't have that album, it's from Naturally, which is his best album by far. The whole thing's recorded like he had a migraine in a caravan. Love it anyway. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and we've got an hour till it's after midnight, so I'm going to play some more tunes. This is a new one on me. This is from Joe Henry, and I did a little bit of research on him because I was really struck by this song. It's his 12th studio album, would you believe? It came out in May last year. He announced this album, which is called Reverie, and described it as raw, noisy and scruffy work. The album is said to be acoustic, but will consist of some overdubs and has been recorded. Oh, this is something I pulled off the web from before it was out. There is, I've mentioned this before, as much as I love very considered, very ornate, very detailed music, I also love spontaneous sounding, relaxed, loose music. It's why I like that JJ Cale tune that we just heard. Listen to this song, particularly what he's doing with the piano at the end of the performance. Like, this is his 12th studio album. This is the sound of me, and this is the sound of a man entering a different part of music for me. This is like he's loosening up. He might become something quite different. Because apparently Joe Henry used to be quite mainstream with his recordings. Apparently, apart from anything else, he used to date Madonna's sister. Did you know that? So this guy's new on me. If you have any knowledge of him, I could look online and get more information, but what's the fun of that? Do get in touch with me through my page on the Six Music website. But in the meantime, this is Joe Henry and Eyes Out For You. Again, listen to that piano at the end of this tune.
Thank you.
fences stretched across my brow, a divided country then and now, and you the border guard. My caravan waved off the tracks, dusty miners hidden back, their faces glowing hard. Digging a way through to surface on some other side, with time to kill and a past to hide, and one eye out for you.
Love it. Joe Henry and Eyes Out For You, and I'll be checking out that album Reverie when I can, as soon as I can. That's a hint actually to my producers at the BBC here at Media City. It's like, come on, sort me out with that record. Okay, something altogether more familiar now. Bob Dylan from Blood On The Tracks, Simple Twist Of Fate. Now I want you to, I've floated this theory before, but I want some feedback on it. When he gets to the rhyming word at the end of each line, or at the end of each half verse, the rhyming word that rhymes with fate, he yells it inexplicably. He leans back off the microphone and he yells it. Do you think Dylan was slightly embarrassed by the clunky rhymes in this song? Now, this is me just putting that out there. Don't get me wrong, I love the song and I love the lyrics, and I've just seemed to have known it my whole life, so I really can't be objective about it. Do you think he yells out these clunky rhyming words to point out how clunky they are, how clumsy they are? Listen to it with new ears. Here's Bob Dylan and Simple Twist of Fate.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gates and forgot about a simple twist of fate. The room was bare, he didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care, pushed the window open wide, felt that emptiness inside to which he just could not relate, brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
just specialist radio.
It's actually special radio.
This is Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexual.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Anton.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener. A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the human show, yo.
Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
Now then, once upon a time, the hottest nightclub in London was the Coconut Grove, a 1950s supper club and high society haunt owned by and filled with the music of Edmundo Ross. There you could dine and dance to the live band playing South American sambas and rumbas into the early hours. For the native Trinidadian, this was the peak of his success. Born in 1910 of a Scottish father and Venezuelan mother, he spent his formative years in South America, dreaming of rising above what he saw as humble origins. Having been sent into the army by his parents, he learned to play euphonium in a military band, and then joined the Venezuelan Symphony Orchestra as a timpani player. In search of greater success, in 1937 he arrived in England with the intention of studying to be a classical conductor. But on his first night in London, a visit to a nightclub convinced him to become a drummer and eventually form his own band. As his popularity grew, he became a favourite of Princess Elizabeth and began to move in the circles to which he'd always aspired. The supper club went into decline with the legalisation of casinos, but at the height of its success, the Coconut Grove was the place to go to hear the exotic melodies, irresistible rhythms and lilting vocals of Edmundo Ross. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Tu nombre diré
divina mujer, postrera ilusión, donde moriré.
Once again to the Beckerpedia, that was Edmundo Ross and Divina Mujer. This next tune is by R.M. Hubbard. It's out on the 23rd of this month. He's one of the Scottish crew, isn't he? Let me just have a little look here. It's called Sunbeam Melts the Hour, and it's beautiful. He's playing two gigs, which he thinks may be the first and last of this album launch. The first one's going to be at Stereo in Glasgow on Friday the 27th. Of January, and then there'll be another one on the 3rd of February in London at King's Place. Check out who's joining him here, it's really quite impressive. Aidan Moffat, Alistair Roberts, Emma Pollock, John Ferguson, Marion Kenny, Hannah Tuliki, Shane Connolly, Ray Fitzpatrick and Michael John McCarthy. Wow! So get down there to Stereo on Friday the 27th of January. Check this tune out, it's absolutely gorgeous. Once again, it's R.M. Hubbard and Sunbeam Melts the Hour. Thank you. marvellous. That's R.M. Hubbard. He's playing the guitar, not singing, I believe. Yeah, beautiful. That Sunbeam Melts the Hour. Once again, he's going to be playing on Friday the 27th at Stereo in Glasgow, and he's going to be playing on Friday the 3rd of February at King's Place in London. Should we keep it Scottish? A song for our recommendation here. It's the Blue Nile, which I'm very fond of. I'm always fond of playing them. Dave Sullivan's been in touch and he says, a beautiful song by one of the best bands ever to come out of Scotland and one of the greatest voices in Paul Buchanan. Haunting lyrics and a song for anyone with family, kids and loved ones. And then Dave has quoted some of the lyrics here. Jesus, I go to sleep and I pray for my kids, for my wife, family life. Well, very direct, and very sincere, I'm sure. Paul Buchanan is a lovely man. I've shared a six-pack with him after a festival in Ireland once, and he's a lovely guy. And these guys have been, they've been huge in my life since I was a kid. Anyway, here they are. Blue Nile, a song for Guy recommendation from Dave Sullivan, Family Life.
Starlight, do you know me? Please don't look at me now. Falling apart, silver on the window, like the bike I once had, and home in the yard.
Thank you.
Family Life, as recommended by Dave Sullivan. I have all my Blue Nile on vinyl, and I mentioned at the top of the show that I'm easy to buy for now. As blokes get older, they tend to get a lot of socks, things like that, do you know what I mean? Shaving paraphernalia, not interested. So I'm replacing everything I own on CD and on download and on tape and all that. I'm replacing it all with vinyl as much as I possibly can. It's keeping vinyl alive, and it's just a lovelier format, isn't it? So I'm going to play you a tune from Ella and Louie, which is the first of the three LPs they made together between 56 and 57, which were their last recordings together, and are just superb. Listen to the lineup in their band on this record. So you've got Ella Fitzgerald, obviously, and Louis Armstrong, Oscar Peterson on the piano, Herb Ellis on the guitar, Ray Brown on the bass, and Buddy Rich on the drums. Can you believe it? And they're all, of course, so long in the tooth by this time that they're beautiful, subtle. There's nothing competitive going on here. Gentle mimicking of each other. Just gorgeous. So, if you get it on vinyl, which Emma Jane did for me this Christmas, the front cover is the most gorgeous picture of Ella and Louis at that time in their lives. In fact, I'm going to frame it. I don't know whether to frame you or play you. This is April in Paris. I once played it to Pete Turner on a train pulling into Paris in April. It was quite romantic. Made us very uncomfortable.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. Embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to
in Paris? Chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees. Babe, April in Paris, this is the feeling. No one can ever reprise. never knew the charm of spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never miss it, a warm embrace till April in Paris. Now who can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my heart?
Album Ella and Louis, that's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, of course, and April in Paris, but joined by the Oscar Peterson Trio and Buddy Rich. Incredible, what a lineup. Get that record, get it on vinyl. I'm going to play a tune now by Nico Case that's been recommended by Danny. Now, is this Dynan or Dignan? I'm going to go Danny Dynan. He says, I know you like Tom Waits guy, but I've never heard you play any Nico Case. Well, shame on you, Danny. I've played lots of Nico Case. But he says, Outro with Bees is indeed an exquisitely disconcerting tune that he thought we might like to listen to. It's only short, so prick up your ears, everyone. Outro with Bees by Nico Case, and thank you to Danny.
Sick of this place.
Nico Case, an outro with bees, as recommended by Danny Dynan or Dignan. I'm going to call you Danny Dig. I hope you don't mind, Dig. Let's have another little beautiful short tune. This is Tom Waits. You know I'm fond of Tom Waits. It's Danny's fault for bringing him up that I'm going to play him. I'm just still finding my way around his new record, so I'm going to play something from the first record that I really fell in love with of his. This is from Swordfish Trombones, and it's a little instrumental called Rainbirds. Beautiful. Tom Waits and Rainbirds. Perfect Sunday night music, I think. As is this next tune by Laura Boyle. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Joe Allen. He sent me a really lovely, great big email. There's no chance I can read it all here now, Joe. But much appreciated. Here she is Laura Boyle with Arms of the Angels. Thank you.
pray for you.
Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
Fighting them on the beaches.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Listen to it out there, man. It's rough. The wind and the rain. The best time to listen to beautiful music, I think, tucked up in bed, either alone or with somebody that you love enough to share a bed with. So here it is. Here's a tune by Morphine called In Spite of Me. It's beautiful. Hope you're keeping cozy, everyone. morphine, and in spite of me, I don't play enough morphine on the programme. I shall remedy it. Wilco are a band that I was introduced to many moons ago by my good friend Jim. Jim Fairchild, or Kirby Jim Fairchild, as his full name is, was the guitarist in Grandaddy for many years, and these days he records and performs under the name All Smiles. A very sweet man who I've not seen now for a good few years, but I know our paths shall cross again. I hope you're well, Jim. Hope Natasha's all right if you're listening. Lots of love to you. This reminds me of a day in San Francisco, maybe my first time in San Francisco, where Jim showed me the delights of Amoeba Records, which is the biggest second-hand record shop I've ever seen in my life. And he recommended I buy this album. He was so stunned and excited to introduce me to it. And it's reminded me of him ever since. So here's the opening track from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. This is Wilco with I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Trying to break your heart. I'm trying to break your heart. You still are the lion if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart.
Well, that's all we've got time for. That's Wilco and I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. I'm not, of course, trying to keep you warm in these cold winter months. I think you're all marvellous, I really do. This week I'm mostly going to be getting the wheels turning again. Craig and I are going to be producing the next I Am Clute record. We're going to start discussing the next Elbow record. We're still going to be playing this year at various points. We're not sure where or when yet, but yes, we're starting to write again this January and February, which I'm really excited about. Keep those Song for Guy recommendations coming in, because as well as delighting everyone who listens to the programme, as well as introducing people to new tunes, if you do make a recommendation that'll play, you're also broadening my horizons as a musician and influencing the music that my band make. So yeah, please do my research for me and send me those tunes. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and everybody who works on the show at Media City here in Manchester. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her contributions, of course. Thanks to everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Keep cozy and happy new week.
From one, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stopped to start again, so gather round and tell your friends that this is Codge Clash Radio with part two of my picks of 2011. Tonight, it's all about the more chill cuts from the past year. So we'll be crossing space and genres with tracks from the likes of PJ Harvey, The Stepkids, Lanu, Peking Lights, Bjork, Alexander and Chinese Man, to name just a few. There's plenty to cram in the next 60 minutes, so let's cut the chat and run a track from the late, great Gil Scott-Heron and Jamie XX. I'm new here.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know, near about impossible to forget. Shit, I had an ego on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. That means big, small. And I'm sitting tastes like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have.